From a transmitter atop Great Blue Hill, this is WGBH, live, local talk, Boston Public Radio.
He's Jim Browdy. I am Marjorie Egan. You're listening to Boston Public Radio, 89.7 WGBH.
Okay, Marjorie, let's start with a heads up. If you have anything you need to say to me, sort of after the show, say it by 5 o'clock. Because I am joining, I'm actually proud to say, I am joining the National Day of Unplugging. And I will be unplugged from sunset tonight to sunset tomorrow. You know what that means? No Droid, no iPad, no GPS, no tweets, no Skype. Just me, one-on-one. Interacting with my fellow man and woman.
Well, I don't believe you, Jim.
No, I'm totally into this.
Because you're pretty. You're obsessed with this kind of thing.
I am obsessed.
How many times a day? You ridiculed me for this, by the way, because I don't answer my email all the time.
I wouldn't brag about that.
How many times a day do you check your email, Jim? Let's be honest here.
Maybe 300 at most. 300 to 400. No more.
That's right. I think this is a great idea. I think this is a brilliant idea. I think we all need to turn off our phones and everything else. Listen to what this guy says, who's one of the big advocates of this. Some 37-year-old guy from Ann Arbor, some magazine, Found magazine.
Yeah, what are you saying?
He says, for me, unplugging for the day is a way to remember how I interacted with the world before I had my smartphone stapled to my jawbone.
Well, that's sort of my situation. Our number is 877-301-8970. And we want to know, could you do it and will you do it? It's just 24 hours, not a lifetime decision. Sunset tonight to sunset tomorrow. It's this Sabbath manifesto kind of thing. In fact, there is on the Sabbath Manifesto homepage, that's where this thing was created, we're going to play a highlights from Yelp. It's a 3-minute film made by Tiffany Schlain. She's the founder of the Webby Awards. And Ken Goldberg, he's the director of the Berkeley Center for New Media. The thing is narrated by Peter Coyote. And if it sounds familiar, it's a take on the epic Allen Ginsberg's Howl. Listen up.
I saw the best minds of my generation distracted by texting, emailing, tweeting, dragging their cursors through Google links at dawn, looking for an info fix. Unplug! I'm with you in the compulsion to check inboxes, news feeds, and Facebook. Unplug! I'm with you in the addiction and longing for focus. Unplug. I'm with you to power down and revisit the present tense.
I could do this. By the way, let me be honest here. I'm not saying I can do it easily. I can do it, and I will do it. Our number is 877-301-8970. Everybody listening, I am telling you this, everybody listening wants to be able to do this. The question is, can they? Can you basically put it all away? And you have to do what that 37-year-old said. How long ago was when we didn't have an iPad? We didn't
have
an iPod. We didn't have a Droid. We didn't have an iPhone. We didn't have all this garbage. And so for 24 hours, just shut it all down, and I'm going to do it.
He says, it's peaceful. It's rejuvenating. It's transformative, Jim. That's what he says. And I think he asks a very important question here. Jim Browdy, do you have the nuclear codes?
I do, actually. Now, by the way...
No, the point is, you don't have the nuclear codes, so you don't need to be plugged in. You know why? Because you're not really as important as you think. And you know what one of the theories is?
No, you know what's great about this? Let me tell you one thing. You're missing
a
great
thing.
If you turn off all your stuff for 24 hours, and then you turn it back on, and you watch it, like 4 million emails appear, like 300. It's one of the greatest things ever. 877-301-8970. Our intrepid colleague and reporter, that would be Edgar B. Herrick III, journeyed across the street to the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
And he accosted, I think it's fair to say, a bunch of people, customers over there, and he asked the question, how long could you go unplugged?
How long can I go unplugged? I'd say probably just one day.
I could probably go completely unplugged the weekend.
It's a hard question because I have a daughter. So if she's not with me, it's kind of hard not to have my phone on.
Personally, to have a full day of not necessarily having to respond to text messages or emails or phone calls would be just a joy.
It's become a crutch. You have anxiety when your phone's not with you. I just went back to the car to get my phone.
I could go unplugged probably a week. If I didn't have to talk to anybody for work, I could probably go the rest of my life.
He's lying.
I'm with him. I'm absolutely with him. The children excuse, you hear that all the time. Oh, I have to have my phone because of an emergency. Well, really, you know, how many emergencies are we confronting on a daily basis with our kids? And if there's an emergency at school, you know what they do? They go to the principal's office, the principal contacts mom or dad, cell phone, home, work. I mean, we're like, it is a crutch. It is a crutch.
Did you notice that third guy that Edgar interviewed? Do you notice what he was doing while he was speaking
to
Edgar?
What was he doing?
Stuffing munchkins in his mouth. Our number is 877-301-8970. It's not that big a deal. What is this thing called? The National Day of Unplugging. It starts tonight at sunset. It goes for 24 hours till tomorrow sunset. We want to know, are you going to participate like I am? And you actually sort of seem like, well, this isn't a big deal for you because you're not that wired.
I love this sort of stuff. You know what's really upsetting now?
No, I don't.
I got an iPad for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've got to delete the emails that I get from my smartphone,
mm-hmm.
from my iPad,
okay,
and from my computer. I'm spending about an hour and a half a day deleting emails.
That's a really sad story, Margaret.
It is a sad story.
Let's start. Where do you want to start? Let's start in Northborough.
There's probably some way to delete them all one time.
Okay,
I don't know.
Well,
you know what you can do?
You can read up on that. You can go to like a real bookstore during the 24 hours that you're unplugged and find out how to delete. Let's go to Jenny in Northborough on, what are we, about 4 hours before the beginning of the National Day of Unplugging. Hey, Jenny, you doing it?
Yeah, I could do it. I could easily do it. I try to unplug when I get home so I can spend some time with my son. I need my phone on during the day for my job, but I could do it. I could easily do it. And the emails and stuff, I totally agree with Marjorie. I don't always have them. Pick them up when I need to pick them up, and sometimes I don't answer my email for a couple days.
So are you tough enough? Are you going to do it tonight, Jenny, when the sun goes down, or are you just going to talk the talk and not walk the walk?
No, I'll do it. I'll do it. Yeah, I could definitely do it.
And Jenny,
she sounds
so
like she
tonight
can.
At sundown?
Tonight at sundown till tomorrow at sundown, then let us know next week how it went.
Jenny, Jenny, I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
I was accosted yesterday by one of my closest friends because she sent me an email about a get-together at 2 o'clock, and I didn't answer. You know, and at 5 o'clock, she says to me, Hossie, what's wrong with you? Don't you ever read your email? It's become that if you don't answer your email in 3 hours, you're like a slug or something. You know what I mean?
I know. I get that, too. I get a lot of that. And
yeah.
I just feel like I tell people, I don't always answer my email.
Yeah, tell them to get over it, Jenny. Don't listen to that. Jenny, thank you so much for the call. You know what I missed?
You are always criticizing me.
I am
criticizing. What are you talking about? When I don't answer the emails from you or from work in like 2 seconds, you're on my back.
Yeah, but that's past times. I participated in this for about 12 hours last year. I didn't do the whole 24 hours. Yes, I did. And you know the only thing I missed? When my emails came on, the only thing I missed, which I am a little sad about, there was this fabulous investment opportunity from Nigeria that was emailed to me.
That's right.
Other than that, our number is 877-301-8970. You're going to do this thing. By the way, how liberating. In all seriousness.
It is liberating.
How liberating. So liberating. You know, Edgar, again, went across the street to the Dunkin' Donuts, which is a fine Dunkin' Donuts. And after asking him how long could you do this, he said, if you did it, how would you spend that unplugged day? Here they are.
What would I do with that day? I'd probably read more and maybe go to a museum. Things that are quiet. That's what I would do with my day.
I'd clean, play games. Cook.
What would I do with a completely unplugged day for 24 hours? Probably the same activities I'd do without having my phone with me.
What I would do with the day if I was completely unplugged, I'd go fishing. All day.
All day.
All day, all day. Let the mosquitoes bite my ass.
If I were completely unplugged, I think, first of all, I'd probably find a really good book, curl up and read it. Hopefully the weather would be ideal outside so that I could go take a walk along the Charles River, and maybe just call up some friends and go out for lunch.
Well, how would you call up friends if you were unplugged?
Good question. That's a very good question.
By the way, she's a nun. That last one is a nun. I do the fishing thing, too. Somebody baited my hook.
How great does that sound?
It sounds really good.
We're like little addicts. You know what it is? It's a chemical rush to feeling people need to get you. That's what it's all about. You're
so
a very important person.
If you suffer from digital distress, wouldn't you like a digital detox? I mean, the more we talk about it, the more appealing it sounds. Let's go to Erin in Westport. You're on with Jim and Marjorie on Boston Public Radio. Welcome, Erin.
Hi.
What do you think?
I just wanted to comment. I'm only in my mid-20s, so I'm right in the generation that has been glued to their phones from the day they came out. And it is astounding to me. I frequently just let my phone die for a day or two because it's so much less hassle. But it is astounding to me how offended people get that I'm not glued to my phone.
Yeah. That is totally true.
That is true. They view it as a hostile act, you know, from your family or your friends. You're absolutely right, Erin. So what do you tell people?
I just try to tell people not to take it personally and to treat all of my smart devices like a landline phone. If I don't pick up, you can leave me a message and I will get back to you.
This woman is so grown up. That is such a grown up attitude. Erin, thanks for the call.
You know what else you see too? My kids were little before we all had our smartphones. Mm. Now you see parents in the playground with their kids on their phone.
It's grotesque.
It used to be the... What are you talking about?
I do it all the time. And I didn't say I didn't do it. I just said it's grotesque. I'm not saying... I'm self-aware.
Well, sort of.
A friend of mine just texted. You know what they said this could be called?
What?
Celibacy. Isn't that a good thing?
Jim.
Okay, fine.
Let's go to Allie in Amherst. What do you think about unplugging, Allie?
Oh, excuse me. I missed the first part.
What do you think about unplugging?
I think it's so great. And the reason is that... I find that people are forgetting things all the time now, and everyone says, oh, I'm getting Alzheimer's, and they're like, 16 years old.
Yeah.
And I think they're forgetting things because they're not paying attention. And when people unplug, they're going to suddenly remember everything, and they're going to, like, remember the color of each other's eyes, and they're all going to, everybody's going to, like, fall in love with each other in a really good way. And feel really good and remember details.
Oh, Allie,
that is beautiful.
I hope you have a wonderful weekend up there in Amherst. That's very romantic. You know, that is really true.
Thanks, Allie.
You know what's true? Remember the study a couple of months ago talked about how the idea that we can multitask is not true. We can't really multitask. You cannot do these things. I mean, you obviously can't text while driving. But you can't.
Well, you can text while driving. You shouldn't text while driving.
It's horrible.
You're
totally driving. Too. Can we
Edgar, but well, before we squeeze another call, Edgar also found one person who is a standalone. He sort of talked about you'll hear what he had to say. Again, this is a Dunkin' Donuts file right around the corner from our, we don't have it quite yet, but we'll get to it in a couple of seconds. Let's go, as Marjorie suggested, are we going to Groveland? Let's go to Groveland, where Suzette would be on the phone with Jim and Marjorie on Boston Public Radio. Hey, Suzette.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Excellent.
I am absolutely going to unplug tonight, and I know I can do it because I take one day every week where I unplug, and I unplug every time I go on vacation.
Really? So which is the day you unplug, Saturday or Sunday?
No, I usually do it on a Monday because that's my day when I sit down and get my thoughts together, go over my calendar, and get my mind in order for the week.
What kind of thoughts are you getting together, Suzette? I like to get my thoughts together, too. What kind of thoughts? I mean, no, I'm serious. Like, sit down, pretend I'm sitting down with you. What are we getting together?
Well, I work part-time, so I have to make sure that childcare is in order for my kids. Yeah. I have two kids who have activities, and I have a husband who interchanges childcare with me. So just get everything kind of lined up so I know where I'm headed.
So it's like a planning kind of thing.
You know,
that's great.
Suzette, thank you very much for the call. This is another
thing,
too. If your kid's playing sports, I mean, there's so many times, you know, soccer, you go to the soccer game, and it takes a long time between goals.
Sure.
So you're watching and you're watching, and then you're checking your voicemail, you're checking your text messages. And, of course, what happens when you check the text messages?
I have no idea.
Well, your kid
scores
the goal. And then you have to decide, do I lie and say I saw it, or do I admit the truth and say I was checking?
I think you lie and say you saw it.
You do have to lie. It's a terrible thing.
Our number's 877-301-8970. Every single caller says they're
children,
says
Jim.
They're unplugging. By the way, we finally now have this guy who sort of requires special attention. This is one of the people that Edgar cornered or whatever he did across the street at Dunkin' Donuts. Here's a guy.
So I do everything over internet. I order my food internet. I do my homework, study. I see my family. I even use internet sometimes in the bathroom, not for something else, but to, you know, wash my face, and because my family and my fiancé would like to see any second of my life. I can't even be without internet even while I'm sleeping, because my fiancé living out of this country, so she would like to see me even while I'm sleeping. Maybe she is afraid of something else that I can do in that time. So, yeah, it's ridiculous for me. It's like living without breath.
Oh, Okay.
Living without breath.
Okay.
How great is he?
I think things are out of control.
No, but by the way, I mean, in all seriousness, I mean, this is a hopeful sign. With the exception of that gentleman, who obviously has a special need, he uses obviously his cell phone to wash his face, mm-hmm. whatever that means.
Yeah.
I mean, let's take a couple of more and just see where they are in this thing. Let's go to Hibberton. Where is Hibberton?
Hibberton, I don't know.
Lisa on Boston Lisa. Public Radio, Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan.
Where's
hey, Lisa,
Hibberton?
Where are you?
It's Tiverton.
Oh, yeah. Tiverton. Oh, we know
oh,
that.
Oh, Tiverton, Rhode Island.
You have a lot of relatives there, Margaret.
Hometown, Fall River. Yes. Go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, right next door. I will give it a shot. I do everything on my cell phone. I need it for work. I'm constantly tied to it, and I do think it interferes with a lot of things. So I'm going to try to unplug and just stay focused on my kids, my family, because too many times we'll be playing, and my two-year-old daughter will come up to me and flat out tell me to put my phone away.
Your two-year-old says
oh,
that?
Remember the stories?
I have had my two-year-old say to me, and because a lot of times I work from home, and she came up to me one time. I was responding to an email from a client, and she said, Mommy, put the phone away.
Oh, that's a great cautionary tale, actually.
Lisa,
I like that.
Lisa.
I know, and it was a real eye-opener. And to your comment, too, about the parents at the playground.
Yes.
I noticed the other day, and I did not have my phone out, and I didn't bring, you know, I have a Kindle and everything. I didn't bring my Kindle, but I went to pick up my daughter from gymnastics. And, you know, even 5 years ago, if I had gone in to pick up and, you know, all the parents are waiting outside, everybody would be chit-chatting. But instead, it was a room full of probably 10 or 15 moms all staring at a screen.
No, it's horrible. Yeah.
Nobody getting to know each other, nobody getting to know their kids and everything, and they're all just everybody in their little silos looking at their screens.
Another healthy woman. Lisa, thanks for the call.
And you know something else along those same lines? It used to be when you went to pick up your kids at a play date, you'd have to park your car, get out of the car, go into the house, chit-chat with the parents and pick up your kid. Now what you do is you call your kid, because everybody's got their little cell phones, and say, Mom's outside. You don't even bother interacting with the parents. The kid just comes out, and that's it.
So essentially, if you unplug for a day, you just won't be able to find your kid, which is that you find your kid on Sunday. It's really
okay. They could have an adventure, Jim, for
a couple
of days.
You mocked me when I said we should talk about this morning.
I do, because
but are these
like totally
normal,
wired.
Sane, no, I understand, and so are these other people who are willing to do something a little bit. Let's take one or two more of these people, because I'm actually, it's quite heartening. We'll go out to Groton, where Saida. Is Saida how you pronounce your name?
Saida, yeah.
Saida. Nice to talk to you. Are you doing this thing, or are you a cynic? What's your deal?
Really, the most advanced electronic device I have is a laptop, so I don't even have a smartphone, so I end up just unplugging by default a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. Why is that? Is that a choice on your part? Is it an economic thing? Why is
it? Kind of a choice. I never felt the need to have constant access to email or anything like that, and I think a cool thing we do back at school is that we just give rules that, listen, I'm not going to respond to my email I'll respond to my email within 24 hours, but don't expect like a constant response. Like, I actually didn't know that people were crazy about getting back to you in time. So
here's
I
my theory.
I didn't know that at all.
Here's my theory. Men like you are secure.
Like
in themselves.
Me or like her?
No,
like him.
Like Said.
Yeah.
Is secure in himself.
Yeah, he is.
Other men are not.
What? Who are you talking about?
So secure.
No, I'm serious. Well, who
I don't
specifically
want to
are you talking
names,
about? Said, you're a healthy man.
Thank
we have
you.
A lot of healthy listeners. It's really unbelievable. Let's go out to Munson, where Michael is on the phone. Michael, you're on Boston Public Radio, Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan. Today, if people don't know, is the National Day of Unplugging. It starts tonight at sunset, goes tomorrow till sunset. Are you doing it, Michael, or no?
Hi,
Michael.
Great to hear you on the radio again.
Oh,
Michael, you're not our friend, Michael, are you?
Oh, yes, I am.
Michael, we just have to tell very briefly.
Yes, we
Michael,
do.
Michael experienced the worst of the tornado.
Munson.
In Munson. And we went out to his house. We broadcast from Springfield the day after, and we went to his house in Munson. The house was totally wiped out. You, amazingly, had a smile on your face. What was left alive in your house, Michael, even though nothing was left standing? A total wreckage.
That was after 12 days of searching my seven cats.
Seven cats, and on the day one, didn't you have a goldfish alive in 2 inches
goldfish,
of water?
Goldfish is now turning 18 this year.
18?
Yeah, it's a regular common goldfish, but he's blind and 18.
We're not going to tell people how much you spent on surgery. We know how much you spent on surgery for the eyes of your goldfish. Michael, it's great talking to you. Michael, I know you a little bit. You're an unplugged kind of guy normally, are you not?
Well, I am plugged in all of the time because of my business. But when I get home, I, of course, have a volume of animals to attend to. So the moment I come through the door, and by the way, now I have 8 cats because I picked up another stray. I don't know how, but I basically shut off everything, iPads, phones, whatnot, for a good hour and a half, 2 hours every day, so that I can take that moment of time and relax and enjoy the company of my pets and then unwind from the day.
Well, so, I mean, it's the only way you can have quality time with an 18-year-old goldfish. Isn't it really, Michael?
Well,
hey, Michael,
kind of
it's great to hear from you, Michael.
Well, I think we have a very...
He's a great soul,
that guy. Oh, yeah. I think we have... And then all that was left of his house was a staircase to the basement.
All it was wreckage and a goldfish in the basement in 2 inches of water.
I think, Jim, there's a lesson here.
What is the lesson exactly?
Well, some of the wisdom from the callers who have managed to unplug themselves and live healthy, full lives relating to other people.
Can I just tell you one thing?
It's a wonderful thing.
Don't try calling me after 5 o'clock. Let's leave it at that.
Okay. This is Boston Public Radio, and here's a provocative idea. Since poor people can't afford most food at its ripest and freshest, let them eat food that's past its expiration date. We'll talk to a man who plans to do just that right here in Boston, next up on Boston Public Radio, 89.7 WGBH.